Well, our next guest is a well-known journalist who has written for The Age newspaper and appeared on the ABC. He has covered many stories and written books, including Memoirs of a Mug Punter, Life as I Know It, The Michelle Payne Story, and another book, Play On. He's also the major contributor of the Sports Almanac, including the annual Footy Almanac, and he joins us now. Wayne Harms, welcome to After the Siren. John Harms, welcome to After the Siren. How are you?
Yeah, the ball was in, by the way. It never went out.
Sorry, mate. Jeez, you must have had that a million times.
That's really good, Neil. Great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We've been trying to had an eye on you for a little while there, mate. Obviously, just trying to pick the right time when you're such a busy man.
Yeah, so, busy, fielding all those Wayne Harms requests. So there would not be a week go by when someone doesn't mention it. Are you related to Wayne Harms? And I actually wrote a piece in The Age a few years ago. Remember Wayne Harms came back? He won the first ever Norm Smith medal. And in 79, and he was asked to present the 25th anniversary one in 2004. So I wrote a piece saying, look, I'm not related to Wayne Harms. He's from the very powerful, capable, brilliant sports family of Harms, and I'm from the family who makes a few runs if the fast bowler does a hamstring in the first over. So two different tribes, one with an E and one without.
Well, speaking of family, I did read an article that you put together there, John, and on your family history. And, gee, what a fantastic and interesting story, mate.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting on both sides of the family, but particularly on my dad's side, on the Harms side, coming from Germany in the late 19th century, but they're all clergymen. But they all soon had this passion for sport, which was really interesting. So they were in the Western District of, sort of the Mallee region, Wimmera region of Victoria and around Geelong. And then my dad moved to Queensland, which is where I was born. But all the way along, they really loved sport, loved footy, loved cricket, good tennis players. And then, you know, like many of us, took up golf there along the way. But really, that pure sense of the love of sport too, sport for sport's sake, not sort of sport as a career or as a business, from those old amateur days of the early part of last century right the way through. So I grew up in a pretty idealistic sporting world where we had a little bit of ability, but not enough to make it to anywhere near top level. I had cousins who did, but enough to appreciate how good these men and women who play at the top level are.
That's very well put, mate, which leads me to the Footy Almanac, which clearly you've been involved with for quite some time now, John. But I love the quote, sport right from the heart, as in W-R-I-T-E. It's very cleverly done there.
Yeah, well, a few years ago, Paul Daffy, who'd be known to listeners as well, a really capable sports writer, especially in the area of local footy, country footy, suburban footy, amateur footy, both of us were thinking, well, you know, that we know a lot of people who have different jobs, whether they be taxi drivers or teachers or nurses or professors or whatever, who love sport and love writing about sport, but they didn't really have a place where they could publish their material or where it could be collected. You know, lots of people were developing blogs, which was sort of their own writing, but to put it all together in one place. And so we established the Footy Almanac as a book to publish those pieces, and then it's become a website where, you know, we've published many, many writers over the years. And, of course, so many people have got a story to tell, and they love telling it. So it's if you want to have a go, have a go. And that's been a very welcoming community, a very active community. I mean, just yesterday we had a lunch, as we have every couple of weeks, at the North Fitzroy Arms. We had Ben Robbins. Played at Brisbane during the very good years and then went to North Melbourne and is now the psychologist at North Melbourne. And, you know, we heard him talk about his own footy career, his own family background, his research into what he's doing now, and, of course, you know, people come along and enjoy it.
Which is what it's all about. And as you just mentioned, John, with Publish With Us, which is on your website for all of our listeners, actually go to the Footy Almanac website and there's a section there that says Publish With Us. And football, cricket, soccer, horse racing, rugby league, a number of other sports,
yep.
Art and music. Well, you can't be much more comprehensive than that because you've got the lot.
We should have wine there as well, Neil. We need Almanac wine. We need all the good stuff, I think, is what we say. Yeah, because people, you know, whatever people have passion about and whatever is meaningful to people and whatever they find humour in as well. I mean, we've got lots of, it's not all earnest and serious. There's a lot of fun in it as well. You know, writers like Damien O'Donnell and Ranth Burdmist, all gifted 1984, or Matilda Daughter Clock writing from Sydney. She's just a wonderful writer, or Peter Flynn or Smokey Dawson. And when you read these guys, these people, I reckon you'll have a mate who you know has got a similar outlook, or, you know, they resonate with people because they're capturing something about sport or music or whatever that we all appreciate.
Very true. And Play On, one of your own books, mate, seems to it's reared its head again. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's been out of print for a while. And then it's the collection of my first three books, one on cricket, Confessions of a 13th Man, one on The Punt, Memoirs of a Mug Punter, which you mentioned.
I love that title.
yeah, no.
Some first-hand experience there, John.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, so many people, and especially blokes, rang me up to say, you know, to get the number from the publisher or they send me an email or whatever and say, you've written a book about me and you've never met me, you know, because it was just their life.
I know everything about you, though.
Well, because, you know, you grow up with playing your sports and then, you know, classic Saturday when I was still playing a lot of sport was, say, Saturday morning coaching cricket through the school team, get to the tab, have a few bets, and then get home and, you know, whatever you might be doing. More so in footy, play golf in the morning, get to the tab, put your bets on, go home and watch the footy. This is where I was living in, because I grew up in Queensland, so I'm a Queenslander now living in Victoria. So that resonates. A lot of people do that. So there's always stories to be found of miserable losses and great victories and everything in between.
Now, speaking of great stories, Michelle Payne. Now, that has got to be one of the greatest sporting stories of all time. How was that experience sitting down with Michelle and putting all these words together for her?
Yeah, it was a really wonderful invitation to receive. She's a fantastic woman, not only because of what she's done with that particular Melbourne Cup and Prince of Penzance, but, you know, I had actually met her a few years before at a function, and I thought, gee, that's an impressive mid-20s woman, and lo and behold, I end up being invited to write her story out of sheer coincidence. It's the story of the family, it's her own personal story, it's the story of the fight to become good enough and consistent enough in the saddle to win decent rides and then to make the most of those decent rides. And it's very much, I mean, the Paynes are fantastic horse people and racing people. They love racing. You know, it's not just a way of earning a living for them at all. Their heart is completely in it. You know, there's that thing right from the heart again. So to sit with Michelle, and often it was us going to race meetings together where I'd be driving or she'd be driving, we'd have the tape on and she'd be telling aspects of the story and in considerable detail. You know, she didn't pull any punches with it. It's a terrific story. And, of course, then there's been a second edition because of the story of the fall at Mildura and her subsequent recovery and her dual life now as a jockey and trainer.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic story and with a film to follow. So it's just going
I wonder where that's up to.
Yeah, no, is it Rachel Griffiths, I think, is producing it?
So, yes, I think so.
Which is a fantastic story. Now, speaking of women, John, with the AFLW, you've got the Almanac launch coming up this Thursday night with Yvette Robbie and yes. Stephanie Connell.
Yeah, so, you know, because we've done 10 years of the footy Almanac for the men's competition, and well, why not? If there was a national women's competition, why wouldn't we do the same thing? So Yvette Robbie's been a fantastic... she's been the organiser. She's been the energy for it, and I've you know, brought some editing skills and writing skills to it. But we've got a squad of about 40 writers. A lot of them are women. A lot of them are young women. Right, and they've written the story of each of the matches, plus a whole lot of stories in the lead-up, and they've conveyed this idea of what this has meant to them. You know, that it's the culmination of a great fight of a lot of pioneering football women and girls, and that this is the culmination of that, and it's also the very start of something which is which was fantastic in its first season. I mean, that first night is one of the most memorable nights I've had as a sports writer, and we'll see what happens in the future, but it all looks like the platform is just brilliantly established. So we've celebrated that and tried to tell the story of the first season, and the cover's great. We've got Sabrina and Aaron Phillips and a young footballer, junior footballer on the cover, a piece of art painted by Kate Birrell. It's a fantastic cover. If you have a look at the website, you'll see it. So really thrilled to have done that. It looks great. We launch it on Thursday at the North Fitzroy Arms from 6 o'clock, and Bobby McCumber, who's a comedian, a great woman, she played for 10 years for VU St Albans, and she actually played for Victoria. So we've got a half-back flanker, a gun half-back flanker launching it for us.
How good is that?
No, yeah, it
sounds fantastic. And as you said, there's a real momentum swing with women in sport, full stop, which is fantastic. They actually had the Women in Sport luncheon here yesterday, John, down at the Mornington Racecourse, led by Susan Alberti and Tiffany Cherry. So clearly everything's happening. Unfortunately, our Aussie women cricketers couldn't quite get the job done, mate, on Thursday night.
When someone scores, what did she score? 171 or something?
Yeah, 171, not out of 281. So,
yeah,
and that was in 42 overs.
Yeah,
I think they hit 93 off the last six overs. Correct me if I'm wrong, or I stand to be corrected. But 93 runs in six overs, John. So
that's fair going.
That's a fair tonking, mate. Well, look, for all our listeners who are tuned in, when you said about a sense of humour, we've got, just to give you a plug, the Jack Dyer Good Ordinary membership for $80. As the almanac, the KD Walters are for people who love their lunch, and obviously, as you said, the North Fitzroy Arms Hotel is Percy's Pub, for anyone who may be aware, and the Odd Friday Lunch is another fantastic day. I've been there, so I can tell you from first-hand experience, John has been a guest of yours, mate. Thoroughly enjoyed the day, and we'll continue to come back when we can get the time, mate. It's a long way from Pearsdale, I've got to tell you, North Fitzroy, but well worth the effort, mate, I've got to say. And good luck for Thursday night, in all seriousness, with the AFLW launch. And thanks for joining us today, mate. Much appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure. Thanks, Neil.
And good luck for the rest of the year with your beloved Cats, mate.
Go the Cats.
Good on you. Thanks, John.
Cheers, Neil.